info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos Imoni to you. Welcome to the show. And we're broadcasting live from Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. This morning is 9 minutes past the hour. 9 minutes past the hour. So we announced yesterday that we're going to be having a conversation on pensioning the informal sector. And I will break it down for you in a moment. We're expecting Tijin Andrews on the show. He's yet to get here. I'm sure he's stuck somewhere. But we'll try and get him on the show as quickly as possible. But let me say this very quickly, that regardless of what you do, you cannot rule out the role of pension, because you're not going to be active, you're not going to be agile forever. No, you're not going to be. There would come a time when your strength will fail you. There would come a time, you know, when your bones will fail you. Now, guess what? You actually don't even have to wait for that time to come. I mean, there are people that, you know, they would prefer that they go into retirement even when they're still active, so they can enjoy what is left of their lives. They can have fun, they can relax, they don't have to be under pressure all the time. And just so you know, Nigeria hopes that 30% of working age people will have pensions by 2024. Right now, it is still abysmally low. According to the website of the body for which regulates, supervises, and ensures the effective administration of pension matters in Nigeria, the National Pension Commission, they are saying that this category of workers constitutes a larger percentage of workers, working population in the country. And that's the people in the informal sector. There is no doubt that to achieve the pension industry's strategic objective of covering 30% of the working population in Nigeria under the CPS by the end of 2024, Nigeria needs to do better. Now, as of 2019, as of, to be very precise, as of March 2019, now this conversation is very important and it's for everybody. Now, that's because we're going to try and educate you on the need for you to start considering pensioning yourself, regardless of what you do. Even if you sell kokoro somewhere, you can still pension yourself, no matter what. But as of 2019, the informal sector of the economy accounted for about 88% of workers without pension. 88% of workers without pension. 3 years ago, 28th of March 2019, it was on a Thursday, PENCOM, in order to strengthen the post-retirement financial capability of all working Nigerians across all sectors, informal, formal, they finalized plans to launch the Micro Pension Plan, MPP. This is where Tunji Andrews comes in. Almost 3 years down the line, the pension reform in Nigeria still appears focused mainly on employees in the formal sector. Those in government employ, the federal, the state, the local government, some private companies as well, not all companies, you know, contribute to their workers' pension, which is another story entirely. According to research, almost no coverage for traditional contributory pension schemes responding to the needs of the informal sector. Everybody just goes to their shops, open up for business, make money, save money. But where is the role of you trying to put money, some money aside as pension for yourself? Now, there's a report released in 2019. It's called the World Development Report. Now, this report identified a person as an informal worker if that person does not have a contract, if that person does not have a social security, if that person does not have a health insurance. Oh, yeah. Do you see now that you are in the informal sector? Do you have a health insurance? Where you're currently working now, do you have a contract? Even if you do, do you contribute to your pension fund monthly? Does your employer do this on your behalf? They also categorize any worker who doesn't belong to labor union as one in the informal workforce of any society. So it's been reported that large share of Africans, you know, regional adult population in Africa, large share has no access to contributory pension schemes during their working lives. So you see how when people now retire, you see how poor they will become, how almost helpless they will become. In penury, they retire. About a month ago, please follow me, just follow me, because I would love for you to digest how important this conversation is. Because this is what builds wealth. This is how one of the ways that we can emerge from generational poverty. This is one of the ways. About a month ago, the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, made known that about over 70,000 Nigerians have been registered under the Micro Pension Plan, MPP. Now, according to the head of the Micro Pension Department, PENCOM, his name is Dauda Ahmed, he said 72,846 Nigerians have been registered under the MPP as at November 2021. And still, this category of people account for 88% of the workforce in this country. And just meager 72,000 have been captured. There's a lot still missing in the informal sector. Now, talk to me. If you pension yourself as a private business owner, as if you pension yourself, if you're putting something aside as a pension for yourself, talk to me. What motivated you to do that? How did you get the information? If you have not done so, please tell me, why haven't you done so? What's been stopping you? Let's have that frank conversation today. Then we'll try and establish contact with Tunji Andrews. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Lagos, the informal sector most especially, they are the ones on the table this morning. We would try and put a call through to Tunji because he's an expert when it comes to the MPP. He's one of the co-founders of Awaba. Awaba is a micro pension company, an indigenous company that deals with micro pension. They educate people, the market women, the cobblers, the boutique owners, the grocery sellers, on the need, the importance of running a pension account. Let's speak with John first. John, hi, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Sorry, first, I would like to discuss that.
You like to discuss what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now, before I left the service, I was precisely on 1,500,000 naira. I worked for 30 years. Now, could you believe, towards the end of my service, they said they reduced the money 55%. So what I take, my take-home pay now is now 400,000. And I wondered how that happened. I tried to ask precisely where I'm talking from is from an MPC. I work with an MPC.
Okay.
Now, for 30 good years. So today, I'm still in pain that if I could be on 1.5, and then today, I'm being given 400,000. There's no way to report to whoever to report to. I wonder somebody that is going on retirement.
Right.
That is supposed to go, that has budgeted, like, this is my budget. And then towards the end of the day, you now said some union have signed, they did this on our behalf, that the salary has been, the pension has been cut down. As I speak today, what I'm having is 400 instead of 1.5 that I've been
instead of 1.5.
Very disheartening. I don't know where to report to, and I don't know where to go.
We'll try.
So, please, I would like to speak. I would like to plead.
Yeah.
With your organization to see how we can discuss this, because it's very, some of us are dying, and they did it. I got to the pension office. I discussed with them. I said, why are we reduced? Why did you reduce me from 1.5 to 400?
Right.
They have no good reason. They said that was what they signed. That was what they and the, no. So I don't know where to report to.
We'll try and get an expert, Mr. John. We'll try and get an expert to deal on this, to deal with this particular story, this report that you just gave about yourself. But let's quickly speak with Simon. Tunji will join us via the telephone any moment now.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Simon, good morning to you.
Yes, sir. My name is Mr. Simon. I'm a senior police officer, retired.
You're welcome.
Yes, I love your program this morning as regards to pension stuff like. Some of us who have retired since 2017, for instance, can I go ahead and tell you what we have?
Oh, yes, please go.
Okay, now, we have retired since 2017. At the time of our retirement, I was a police DSP, and my total income of retirement is supposed to be 8.4 million. I was given 4.2. Now, the remaining 4.2, whatever, they are now saying that they will be giving us more, small, small.
Okay.
You know, some of our people have gone to the Senate, I mean, to the House, and then the thing has passed through second reading, as we speak.
Okay.
Now, what you are saying is very good for those who doesn't understand. Life after retirement is
very important. Yes.
Life after retirement is a big word. When you are in the system, you may have one experience or the other, wanting to help one other. But now, immediately you retire, that's the end of it. In fact, all your friends will delete your phone number from their phone. You don't have friends again. It's based on what you have been down before now.
Right.
So my take is that you are advising the member of the public to go ahead and do the needful in terms of retirement savings. Very important.
Right.
And those of us who have retired, if it's not because some of us have one thing or the other before now, my brother, if you see some of our people, they don't have anything. They are trying, dying in their house.
Aye.
Nothing to show. No building, nothing. So it is when you are active service that you can get all these things. You cannot do it before you retire. That is the end of you. It's very hard to get anything all after retirement.
Right.
That's why I want to appreciate your contribution. I mean,
thank you.
Awareness as regards to this retirement stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. Thank you. I mean, we cannot overemphasize the importance of you trying to put something aside for yourself in the future, because you can't be this strong forever. Nobody is this strong forever. You have to need rest at some point. You have to quit at some point. Whether you like it or not, you can't be Superman forever. You can't be Superwoman forever. That's the essence of this conversation. Now, to now underscore our conversation this morning, we're not even talking about those that are in the employ of the government or in the employ of a corporate organization that, you know, contributes to their workforce pension scheme or pension fund. Even you, regardless of what you do, regardless of your business, there is need for you to put something aside for yourself as pension. It's very, very important for everybody to put something aside. Now, I'm talking to those, especially in the informal sector now. Are you aware? Talk to me. Are you aware that you can actually put something aside for yourself as pension? If you are not aware, now that you know, what is the information you need to embark on that journey? Or are you even interested in that journey to start with? Would you be interested in putting something aside as pension for yourself? What are your concerns? 0700-993-993-993. That's for the male callers, the female callers only. Female callers only. 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
All right. My name is Kofu, and I'm an Uber driver that is falls under the informal sector.
That's right.
Okay, yes. I remember that while I was working, I actually had a pension scheme that when I stopped working, everything just, as in, there was no connection again. I don't have any information and all that. And while I started this Uber thing, we have a union.
Okay.
I don't know if I can mention the name.
Go on, please. Go on.
professional e-hailing,
riders.
Drivers, Association, that is PEDPA.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put up a scheme for drivers that's with a pension organization.
Okay.
So that, you know, we have HMO, we have pension scheme.
Fantastic.
We have even insurance where we are able to pay weekly for our insurance so that you don't get hooked up because of the kind of job that you do.
Fantastic.
You know, if you cannot get a lump sum, then, of course, you can pay. The same thing applies for this pension. And the Professional Union Endeavors and Private Owners Association paper,
right.
I can put this in, that is the union.
Right.
We put it in for drivers so that we can have something, because we can, like you said, we can't keep driving forever. We can't keep, so the informal sector, and I know that there are a lot of unions that have other, like the taxi drivers.
Right.
They have a lot of the paper seller, they have a union.
That's right. That's right.
So even if they cannot do it individually, their union can come forth for them.
Thank you. Thank you, Kofo. But we need to go to break. Tunji will join us any moment now. Tunji is already on the line. Tunji, thank you so much. Well, please stay on the line. We need to head out now to a quick break. We'll be back and we'll begin to table these matters for Tunji to attend to. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Of the show this morning, we're discussing micropension. How you can place yourself on pension if you're in the informal sector. Regardless of what you do, as long as you earn money, how can you prepare for the future? That is our conversation this morning. Tunji Andrews joins us right now, co-founder Awaba. Tunji, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, City of Lagos. Wish I could be there. I really apologize for not being there physically, because especially this is my community, this is my family.
Exactly.
But, yes, we still have to do it one way or the other. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let's start with because of time. What is micropension?
All right. So micropension, in simple terms, is pensions for anybody that is not in a formal employment or organizations that are less than three. So we're talking about everybody that is a contractor, self-employed. You run your own business, you run a hairdressing salon, you are a small media company, you do graphics, tech, whatever it is, as long as you are not in that formal space, you are eligible to micropension.
What's the awareness like? I mean, you are in this space. What's the awareness level like? Do you think people even know that they can pension themselves?
Well, I'll be honest with you, no. But I also am privy to some moves by the regulator of the industry, that is PENCOM, who is moving to make sure that there's greater visibility for micropensions in the coming months. The way they are going to do it is still going to be unveiled, but they are doing a lot. At least I know that towards the end of last year, PENCOM did two sensation drives in, I think it was Ladipo Market,
okay,
and Alaba Market, okay, which we were present to see. It was a great sensitization.
What was the feedback like there? Because that would be my question next.
Skepticism. So we're speaking. They spoke to the market heads, who were like, you know, if I give you my money, what are my benefits? what do I get back? How will I get to it? Will I see you when it's time to retire? And the questions were all very well answered. PENCOM did a very great job on that day because they gave extensive understanding to how this works. Honestly, you know, Sheriff, the thing about pension is this. A lot of people, when they hear about pension, they tune off because they think you're telling them not to invest in other things.
Right.
But once you start thinking like that, it just tells me you do not really understand fully how money works. When we tell people to have an investment portfolio, we're saying have many things that will take care of you in the future.
Exactly.
So pensions is designed specifically specifically to continue giving you earnings when you no longer have the fiscal strength to go out again and, you know, do your daily hustle.
Right.
That doesn't stop you from investing in your children's education. That doesn't stop you from getting a mortgage. That doesn't even stop you from investing in stocks and bonds. But that thing that will continue paying you when you are not even working again, you need to put it aside today.
Well, let me stay with this last point of view, because I need people to... the session we're having is to educate people. And that's the goal. When someone puts money down every month as pension, does that money just stay there and is not yielding? what exactly happens with the money?
Okay, so the great thing about the system also is that PENCOM is very detailed with the results. So you can look historically, go to the PENCOM website, you would see the returns on every PFA over the last, I think, 10 years or so. So how much your money has increased every year, you can see it by yourself. There's nobody that needs to tell you it went up like this or it went up like that.
Right.
You can see it yourself. And I know that the industry average for 2020 was 9.1%.
Okay.
So that means your money generates
per annum a
piece of 9.1%. But, you know, Sherry, the beautiful thing about micropensions is that it was designed to pattern after the Ajo, the Esusu system.
Oh.
You know that person that comes with their bag?
Yeah.
They come to your shop and they say, they give you one small card, you take it.
Yeah.
Then you give them small money every day.
Yeah.
Now, the micropension system is that you can contribute whenever you have money. If you have 100,000 today, it's fine. If tomorrow you just have 20 naira to contribute, it is still fine. It is your money, really, at the end of the day.
Okay.
If nobody's forcing you to put it aside, nobody's going to come with a cane, it is you that decides how much you put aside.
Okay.
And you can also get 40% of that savings back at the anytime you want after the first 3 months of saving. So that is like you're putting your money in a high-yielding interest account, at the same time also saving for your future. It's like 9.1% was in 2020. Who knows, in 2021 you could have done better.
Right.
You do not have those results yet. But
The
general idea is that you can see it. It's on the PENCOM website. The numbers are always published.
Mm. If I understood what you just said very well, and for the sake of our listeners, there's no fixed amount that you can contribute. Contribute any amount that you have that you want to say, okay, put this in my pension.
It also depends on you.
Yeah.
If you want to do it daily, if you want to do it weekly, in fact, if you want to do it three times in one day, it's up to you.
Hmm.
And if your interval is two months or 6 months, really, it is your money. It's up to you. Save it as you wish.
Yeah.
Really.
So let's talk about enrollment, because right now we are speaking to the business owners, the market seller, the nylon seller, the meat seller. You know, we're speaking to drivers on the road right now. What's the enrollment like? I hope it's not too tedious and hectic.
Well, Terry, this is the part where we come in. We are partners to a number of PFAs who we help them onboard. So we know how difficult onboarding is.
Yeah.
I can tell you for a fact that it's not easy, especially because, you know, if you stop 10 people on the road and you ask them about banking, it's likely that 9.5 would know. If you stop 10 people and ask them about pension, I would be surprised that one knows.
Exactly. Exactly.
You get.
Exactly.
So we're really starting from scratch to explain what this thing is. You know, we're trying to explain it. Luckily for us, we started to find local names for what pension means. So we're having to speak in the language and the dialects they understand. In Yoruba, pension is called Owefenti. So we're basically having to break it down to the very grassroots level so that people can, you know, appreciate and understand exactly what we're selling.
Right.
Then we also need to, you know, there's also a lack of trust in this market segment. You know, people just generally believe that capitalism, anything that looks good, is coming to steal their money, you know. So we have to also go with people who look like them, you know. So we, in collaboration with the LSCTF, we were able to onboard quite a number of agents across Lagos, and we're going to be replicating that across many states.
Fantastic.
So what we do is that these agents help us penetrate those local communities and help us, you know, the person in the local community has the fears, the aspirations of the local community. So they're able to help us speak the language and, you know, help us connect with the people there. We are building community, basically. But I would tell you that it is hard. It is very hard. As of today, we do not even yet have 100,000 people across Nigeria signed up to micropension. But in this year, at least my team and some of the things that I'm seeing that PenCom is pushing, I know that we will cross, definitely cross 300,000 this year.
Indeed. Before you joined us, I got a call from Mr. John, I think, who spoke about, you know, pension, his pension being reduced. He was earning some amount initially, then the money was reduced. How does this work, really, in the formal and informal pension sectors?
All right. So the both pension systems work as one. There's no difference. There's no demarcation. It's the same PFAs that manage the micropension that manage the pension system.
Right.
It is the same returns. It's the same heads that work behind it. It is regulated by the same administrator.
Right.
It's very unlikely. Good morning, Mr. John. I know you're listening. It is very unlikely that your pension returns reduced. Very, very unlikely. Now, what I would advise you, Mr. John, to do is to visit your PFA. And this is your right, by the way. Visit your PFA and ask for your account statement. They are supposed to give you on demand by law. You go to your PFA and demand for your pension account statement. You will be able to trace and track everything.
Right.
Actually, year on year, your pensions should be increasing. There's no reason at all for it to decrease. Absolutely, there is no reason for it to decrease.
Right.
I can categorically tell you that. So if there is a decrease or you feel the money has reduced for one way or the other, there is something wrong. So you want to go and check in your account statement, and then maybe you also want to collaborate the conversations with the HR that made the payment in your organization. It is very, very critical. But it is your right to demand your account statement from your PFA.
Indeed. We're going to go to the telephone and take some more calls and see whether people are getting the message that we're trying to preach this morning. I said something earlier, Tunji, before you joined, like, maybe I'm wrong, but let me put it out there so you can address it as well. Putting money aside for the future, I said, is one of the ways of stopping generational poverty, especially on the continent. What's your thought on that?
See, we have a slogan at our bar. We say, save money, make money, save you. Yeah, the problem we have in Nigeria is that there is, at least today, there's no social security.
Right.
So if you do not have any money saved up for yourself, you are basically on your own. When things like illnesses and all the rest come, there is nobody there that is going to take care of you. You know, in Nigeria, in Africa, we believe we have multiple children, and one of them, if one of them blows, thank God, it will take care of us. But you see, the problem with not having any money saved aside is that you leave yourself to life. And life happens to every single person. And honestly, life is almost designed to make you poor if you do not work in the opposite direction. You get bills will come, landlord will come. If you don't have any bills will come into your house to come out to you in the house.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you have a defense. Even the religious texts say that money is a defense. You know, this is not about we're trying to make you rich or trying to preach that you can, you know, become Dangote tomorrow. Just saying, you need to be able to control the quality of your life. If you want to retire to Abeokuta, you want to retire to Uyo, you want to retire to Kaduna, wherever it is, you must be able to decide as you want to. I remember, if you look at the people that are older around you right now, you realize that the things that you could do when you were 16, 17, they can't do anymore.
Exactly.
Or my people that are 40 and above, you realize that as you jump out of bed today, it's not the way you used to jump out of bed when you were 17.
Exactly.
So exactly. At that day, you know, it we're getting older.
Yeah.
And these things will start to catch up on us, and we need to be able to control the quality of our life. And yes, poverty does catch up on you if you have nothing saved up. I will not even lie to you. Mm. And poverty is real.
It's real, very real.
Some of us have escaped it. We don't want to go back.
Yeah, so very, very low. No. It's very real. Tunji, I have another question, but I'm tempted to go to the telephone. Yeah. But please, okay. let me just drop this one. You people should please allow me. It's just last one. can someone in the normal pension plan, you know, have micro pension as well?
Yeah, so this is the problem. No. Now, the regulation, I told you the system is very regulated. So you can cross, You can cross from micropensions into normal pension.
Sorry.
You cannot come back the other way. At least for now.
Wow. So one can move from micro pension, like the one we're talking about now, to the normal pension. But
as a matter of fact, if you get the pension ID that is created for you when you sign micro pension is gotten directly, sent to you directly by PENCOM.
Okay.
So it comes directly from the regulator to you. So it is created just the same way a BVN, and all Nigerians have one BVN.
Right.
It's the same way that all Nigerians can only have one pension ID.
Hmm.
So when you get it as a micro pension contributor and you get a 9-to-5 job, all you need to do is just give your HR your pension ID.
Hmm.
And once they contribute and the regulator sees that it is two contributions that come in that month from an employer and an employee, you automatically upgrade it.
Yeah,
but you cannot reverse.
So the reason I asked this question. Oh God, I'm going against my own word. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same question. So the reason I asked that question is this. So I am employed under somebody, and I'm being my employer pay. So I now resigned or I retire. So I'm doing my own business now. I still cannot convert the normal pension I was before to.
No, at least for now.
Okay.
The regulator is looking at it, and a lot of questions like this have come. Honestly, you can imagine how many times a day we respond to questions like this of people who would prefer the micro pension, the pension system they have. And we're like, no, right now it's not possible, at least for now. But, you know, let's see what the regulator does concerning that in the future.
Indeed. Now, I'm going to go to telephone now, finally. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Please make your questions short and straight to the point. We'd appreciate that. We're having Mosun join us right now. Musumola is joining us via... Oh, wow. Musumola's call has dropped. So I'm going to jump on another one quickly. I think that has dropped as well. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for the program.
Thank you.
I'm a retiree.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
But I want to know the difference between annuity and program withdrawal. Because I'm on program withdrawal, I want to know the difference between the two.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
You can help me to expatiate it.
All right, ma'am. Tunji, you heard that. Tunji, did you hear that?
Yes, I was thinking that we're going to take all the questions.
Let's quickly deal with this one because of time. Wait. Let's take Esther. Esther is already here.
Right.
So after Esther, we'll put the two together. Esther, hi. Morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so my name is Esther, like I said before, and this is actually a very interesting topic for me because I am just starting off, joining the workforce,
Okay.
So I want to ask, right, for people just starting up and you're working maybe under a small business and you want to have, like, a micro pension scheme, like you said.
Yeah.
Do you register like a bank account, or it has to be through an organization? Because I heard you talking about maybe the people having this business, maybe the same business, for instance, the Ladipo people now approaching the market head, or maybe a group of people.
Yeah.
So I want to know if it can be done on individual basis.
Okay.
all right? Or it has to be collective. Because when Mr. Tunde was talking, he said the process is kind of rigorous and all that.
Mm.
So me, personally, as a young lady trying to coming up, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. Nobody know how long they are going to live, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, okay, so if I have a pension account, can't... and maybe something happens, life happens, and I can't access it. Can it be forwarded to somebody?
Somebody
like
else.
Like a pension account, like maybe a next of kin.
Like a beneficiary.
How does it really work? Because I really do not know about it, and I'm really interested in knowing so much about it. Yeah.
All right, Esther, thank you so much. There you go, Tunji, you heard the two.
Yeah, so I'll start with the second question. Yeah. Yes, hi, you can sign up individually. Actually, the individual sign-ups is the way this program was structured.
Okay.
So you can approach any PFA of your choosing and sign up to micropension. Okay. I mean, you can reach out to us too at Awaba.
At Awaba.
You sign up. Yeah, that's what we do. But yes, we only use the market head because we need to spread the word about it. It's not that we're trying to sign up the entire market as a group.
Okay.
We're signing individuals, but we feel that, you know, it's important that you spread the sensitization and the knowledge about micropensions rather than, you know, go to each person. Everybody signs up individually.
What would come to Esther's second question and then the first caller's question as well, but Mosu called earlier, but our call dropped. So let's quickly speak with Mosu. Mosu, hi.
Hey, hello, Sheriff.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tunji. It's a fantastic idea, this micro pension scheme. But I have one question. This kind of scheme, when people finally embrace it, is going to bring in mad money. What are the safety measures in place? What are the checks and balances that when the money start coming in, some people will not decide to go and fix it somewhere, then you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That when it's time for people to get their money, there will not be stories.
That's a very fantastic question, Mosu.
So
thanks for calling.
I would like to address this because I know that this is the paramount concern of the regulator.
Right.
And I'll explain to you how we have taken bold steps, I mean, very difficult steps in our own operational setup, but it's because we know this fear will exist.
Yeah.
So what we do as a company is that we only onboard customers. We do not collect any sort of money from you. You pay directly to the pension fund administrator's account.
Okay, fantastic.
So we do not interface in terms of money collection. The PFAs have their channels to which you can pay, and all the PFAs are... reputable names, so you know them. Some of them are part of banks, so you do know many of them. I don't just want to name names on the station this morning, but you know them, so you can make your payments directly to them. What we do is help your user experience in terms of, oh, you want to sign up, this is how you do it, this, you know, give us this information, we'll send it to them, and you are signed up. That is all we do, and we try to remind you to make your contributions. But the contributions themselves go to the PFAs and their stipulated accounts. But the PFAs have also created a very trustworthy method. Their line of investment are published every year. What they invest in is always published. If you go to the PENCOM website and you look at the 2020 reports, you will see the detailed reports of what was invested in, you know, the sectors, the areas, can see it very, very clear. So there's, and it's not hidden, you know. And the way the regulator also created the system is one that the PFAs too do not even hold the money. There is another creation called pension fund custodian.
Okay.
Because the regulator realizes that there can be all this kind of mago-mago. So they have a create a setup that the people who create the investment strategy.
This is an infomercial.
When I say.
So before there's any kind of fraud that can happen, you have to have two different companies come together with the regulator.
Yeah.
So it, you see how long that this is going to be. Yeah. So the system is actually watertight, and I must say that it's probably the best, the most well thought out system in the country as of today.
I want to take us back to Esther's second question about transferring pension fund to a beneficiary, just so the owner no more, couldn't access it. Yeah.
Okay, so so that is, you have a person that was contributing to the pension fund, and the person is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So how do the family get it? It's a very simple process, really. What you need to do is go with some documents, specifically around the person's death certificate, and go to the PFA and submit those.
Tunji, hold on. Let's go to break. We'll be back.
Yeah. All